Hello, hello. This is Matty V coming to you again with another episode of the Fattening of America, a weekly audio podcast where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things I've come across on my journey to a slimmer me. Yeah, I like that. I know I'm a day late, hopefully not a dollar short. It went out of my mind yesterday. I don't think I had a million and one things going on. I knew that I had conferences last night for my middle schooler, and pretty bummed that I wasn't able to get out and swim. I had woken up yesterday morning. See, with all the weather changes, the drastic weather changes, I'm real sensitive to that, and I get sinus headaches when the barometric pressure changes so drastically. So I woke up yesterday morning just not feeling real well. So I decided not to go to swimming, not realizing that I wasn't going to be able to go swimming last night. Because our conferences were at 6 o'clock, and it's like, well, what's the point in me going at 5:30 and swimming for 15 minutes, and then have to quickly get out, get changed, look presentable, and then go into middle school for conferences. So I didn't go last night. There is a specific time for fitness, and that's from 5:30 to 6:30. And then from 6:30 to 8:30, it's open swim, which, come to think of it, you know, open swim was last night, and I highly doubt that there were any kids swimming because it's conference week at the elementary level and the middle school and I think junior high and high school level as well. So there may not have been any kids, or if there were, maybe one or two. So I probably could have exercised last night during open swim without any issues. Didn't think of it. Oh, well, that's the story of my life. I binged this weekend. Ended up going to Indiana this weekend with my in-laws. Bought a ton of crap. Ate a ton of crap. We go to a family-style a restaurant that does family-style meals, and it's a place that my in-laws love to go whenever we go down to Indiana. It's a must-do for lunch, so we do that. And, you know, family-style is when they bring it to you, bring the meal to you, and then you pass it around. You know, like you got chicken and roast beef and vegetables and noodles and stuffing and everything, you just pass it around like it's a family meal. That's why it's called family style. That and buffets I have a problem with, because with the money that was laid out for the family style meal, you feel like you got to stuff yourself in order to get your money's worth. And I know that's not the attitude to have, but it's something that is just, I don't know, in the back of my brain that, if you're going to pay for it, you need to use it. You need to get your money's worth out of the thing. Otherwise, what's the sense in doing it? And unfortunately, I had that mindset this weekend, and I wasn't able to stop that mindset until this morning. So I ended up going over in calories on Saturday, Sunday, and also Monday as well, before I could get the binging to end. Today I've got it under control. I actually worked out in the pool for an hour and 20 minutes this morning, and I am planning on here in the next hour, to go back, tonight and, exercise again for hopefully another hour and maybe 10 minutes. So then I could log in, you know, 2.5 hours to make up for yesterday, and then, you know, to do today. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich this morning using, whole wheat bread and, natural peanut butter, and then a little bit of jam. I mean, the jam isn't very natural. It's homemade jam, but, you know, you got preservatives and stuff like that in there. For lunch, I didn't have anything initially, but I did run out to Burger King. I had conferences this afternoon that I had to be at, but I did go to Burger King. I had a buck. I had a buck and change with me, so I got a Whopper Jr. with extra pickle and extra onion. Usually when I get a Whopper Jr., I ask for extra ketchup, but it's like, you know what? I don't need the extra calories. I want extra flavor, and I kind of want them to make it fresh, and I think that's why I ask for extra ketchup and stuff. But this time around, I asked for extra pickles and extra onions to make sure that the burger was fresh, and it was fresh. I mean, it wasn't sitting under their lights for, you know, however long. So that was a good thing. And that's 340 calories. It's not bad. My sandwich this morning was about 300, maybe 280, somewhere around there. So I've got about 600 calories in my system, according to my Fitness Pal. I've with the exercise that I did this morning, I've already burned about 1,000 calories. I don't know how accurate that is. It's probably more like about half that. I probably did about 500 calories, so 500 to 600. So I probably evened out with what I have taken in so far. I've already expended probably a little bit more so because I did do a little bit of walking. I had a couple of meetings that I had to go to, so I was walking around. I probably did about 10 or 15 minutes of walking there. So I'm pretty much even for the day. It's not going to give me a license to go overboard tonight, obviously. I'm looking at having a salad and whatever my wife decides to fix. Hopefully it's something with chicken, for sure. But anyway, enough about going overboard. There's an article. If you read The Onion, you go to I think it's theonion.com, check out that article. A friend of mine posted it and said it was a must read. And basically the article is, The Onion is a satire site. They post all these articles that are totally opposite, whacked out, really nutty stuff. And this particular, article stating that researchers have found that you cannot lose weight. So I read that and posted, well, I guess I better see about getting a refund on my gym membership and invest in a hover round to haul my fat ass around. So I thought that was kind of, that was a funny article. Unfortunately, that is the mindset of a lot of people who are trying to lose weight. There's no real way to, you know, the people, they try to lose weight and they try to lose weight and they'll lose a bunch at first and then they'll start gaining it back and they'll get in this mindset that I'm never going to lose weight, that I'm never going to reach that higher level. And that's when you need to take a step back and, first off, tell yourself that you're going to lose weight. See, one thing I read, I'm reading, in the middle of reading,
he was a drummer, a
book by Steven Adler. Steven Adler, if you don't know, is one of the founding members of Guns N' Roses.
Several reasons he was unceremoniously kicked out of the band. One of those reasons being his heavy drug use.
His drug use had gotten so bad over the years that he actually had a stroke that paralyzed the left side of his body, affected his speech, and kind of took him out of the drumming game for a period of time. He has made several attempts to get clean. His last attempt was last year, and I don't believe that I saw any information as far as how he's doing currently. My prayer is that he has finally gotten clean and is on to bigger and better things. But in his book, one of the things that he mentioned right in the very beginning was while he was smoking pot with one of his friends when he was a young teenager, he said out loud, "I am going to be a rock star. I am going to be a rock star. I'm going to be on top of the world." All this other kind of stuff. And he attributes speaking out his dream
as helping it to become a reality. So I guess on the flip side of that, if you say out loud that you are going to lose weight, you are going to get past this obstacle, you are going to move forward, you are going to be successful in your endeavor, by speaking it out kind of concretes it, and your mind hears it, and I think that he may have something to that. Steven Adler might have something to that for sure. So I'm speaking it out right now. I will get back to my goal weight. I will be able to run again. I will be able to get more be more physically active in the future. I will be successful. I will not fail. It sounds kind of hokey, I know, and you might think that you're, you know, following some guru and some new agey kind of crap, but Steven Adler isn't the only one that I've read that has used that particular technique. There are others that have been successful speaking out their dreams to make them a reality. Dan Miller, I've talked about him before. If you go to www.48days.net, I believe somewhere on that website, you'll have to do a search. Somewhere on the website, there is a goal setting sheet. Dan says that by now we should have our goals set for 2014 already. Those should have been done around August, September is when those should have been done. And preparation should have been started already to achieve those goals. Goal setting for me is kind of a hard issue, just because I'm afraid of failing. I have a problem with setting goals as far as I don't want to set them too high so that they're unachievable, and I don't want to set them too low where there would be no real feeling of true accomplishment at accomplishing those goals because they were too easy. So I've got books upon books upon books on goal setting that I should just sit down and start reading some of them. I get them for free on my Kindle. You can go to, it's ebookiq.com, I think is what the title is. Let me look it up because I have it saved on my computer as a bookmark. It's ereaderiq.com, and it's an aggregator that aggregates all the books that have gone free within the previous 24 hours. I liked it in its previous incarnation before Amazon changed their algorithms. It was able to aggregate every book that has gone free, or every book that is currently free. Because Amazon changed their algorithms, they're only able to show what ones have gone free in the last 24 hours. Go there if you're into reading. Tons of books go free each and every day. I end up picking up probably a good between 5 and 7 books out of that aggregate each day. I've got literally over probably 1,000 titles in my Kindle library, and I've read maybe 10 or 12 of those, and it's getting to be an addiction. I need to knock it off. I've got more reading material than I do time to read them, unfortunately. But yeah, there's all sorts of books. There's books on every day. There's books on everything from managing your money. There's fiction books. There's health books. There's books on healing herbs. There's books on medicine. There's books, biographies. There's recipe books. There's books for people that follow certain diets, like a paleo diet. Each day is different as far as what books go free. I've gotten several that I've actually found value in, and I probably would have paid full price for them had I known about it, and it, I didn't get it for free. So check that out. Be careful, though. Just saying, because once you get into that where you start collecting those free Kindle books, your library is just going to explode as far as the titles that you're going to have available to read. And you may end up like me where there's not enough time to read them. So just be careful of that. I'm going to go ahead and cut this short. Usually I like to keep these around 20 minutes, but it is getting close to quitting time. So visit my blog at www.maddiestribe.wordpress.com. You can visit the ebook review site that I have. It's maddiesebookreviews.wordpress.com. And, of course, my website, www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. Even though the site hasn't been updated in quite a long time, there's still lots of good resources and information to help you on your weight loss journey. Until next week, this is Matty V saying take care from the Fat Ending of America Audio Podcast.